We're talking with Guy Penrod today, and he's going to be singing at Faith Memorial Church on 2610 West Fair Avenue here in Lancaster on Sunday, April the 2nd at 6 p.m. Guy's in the midst of his Pray About Everything tour. How you doing, Guy?
I'm doing great, Bill. Just like a friend says, better than I deserve.
I lived in Kentucky for 10 years. I tell people I'm fine as frog hair, split eight ways, and braided.
That sounds pretty fine.
Well, we're certainly glad to be talking with you today. And are you at home with your eight children and your wife today?
I am. Actually, three of mine are out of the house now. One lives over in Virginia working for his alma mater, Liberty University. He works in the media department and makes commercials and video editing and all, filming and all that kind of thing. And then my third born is in school at Liberty, a junior this year. And my second born is down at Lee University in Cleveland, Tennessee, sings on a team down there called the Voices of Lee. We've been to hear him a couple times. He's doing real well. And then I've got my fourth is in college here in Columbia, where we live at our community college. And then we have our junior in high school who's also dual enrolled in college. So four kids in college at the same time.
That's what I'm going to say. You got to be working a lot to be able to support that.
God is good. What else can I say? I mean, the bigger the need, the more the supply. So he meets our needs. It's interesting. He loves these kids even more than we do. And we've never been without. We are thankful. God is so faithful to us.
Yeah, the Bible says, I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. I'm sure that's true in your case.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
I know you're proud of your family and that you're quite a family man. I admire that about you. How much time do you get to spend with them when you're on tour?
Well, when we're on tour, we're working pretty hard and just, you know, going pretty fast. But we don't tour, you know, the word tour means different things to different artists. And a lot of the big tours that, you know, are in country and pop rock music go out and they're gone for a month, 2 months, 3 months, and they hit, you know, all the cities, go overseas, and they do it all in one fell swoop, and then they come back home. We tend to, because Nashville's so centrally located, you can get to just about, you know, 3/4 of the population within 600-700 miles, you know. So we go out a lot of times Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, back home on Sundays with the family and church. I try to prioritize that. It doesn't always happen that way because the type of music I sing, you know, Sundays oftentimes are requested to come be in a church. So we do that, but we try to keep it to a minimum. So I'm usually out 3 days out of a weekend, you know, or 2 days. Sometimes we'll skip a week, you know, and it depends on what I'm up to at home. If I'm recording a record, you know, we got to have more time here.
Of course.
We try to do about 60 to 70 dates a year. Keeps it, you know, busy enough out and about, and yet I can be home and be a father and a husband. And I try to follow some advice. You remember Jake Hess?
Oh, yes.
Jake used to say, now, you kids get on home some, because if the lights are burning brighter out here on the stage than they do at home, You got it backwards, you know. He was a very wise man, a good example to us. And so I enjoy that aspect of what I do. I'm able to be with my family a lot. But we don't take them on the road just because they're in school, they play sports, and it gets a bit complicated.
What way do you travel mostly? Bus, car, plane?
Yes, yes, and yes. You know, it depends on what we're doing, where we're going. We travel on a bus a good bit. We travel by plane, depending on, you know, how far away we're going. We just got back from Dallas. The bus dropped me off, and my wife met me, and we did James and Betty Robinson's TV show and sang some on there, had a great time, and then we flew back. And, you know, it's kind of, we try to fit the circumstances. We're taking off down to Florida to do a prayer breakfast in Vero Beach in April, and that is fitting in between dates. So you fly down, fly back, jump on a bus, take off. So
goodness,
You know how that goes.
James Robinson's a good man, too. I know the man who led him to the Lord. His name is Dick Reinholtz. He was with Campus Crusade for Christ years ago. He's retired now. But
he's
really proud of what James has become.
Oh, it's amazing, the ministry and the scope of what they do, just the practical hands-on. You know, that's pure and undefiled religion, helping widows and orphans.
Absolutely.
In distress and feeding the hungry. And we love James and Betty and thank the world of their ministry.
Let me ask you a nostalgic question. Do you miss your days with Gaither Vocal Band?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, it was wonderful. You know, the guys are great guys, all the different ones that were in the group as I was there over that 14 years. And we had deep relationships and still do. And the camaraderie on stage, you know, is just fabulous to be able to share the load in that regard when you got four or five guys out there kicking it together singing-wise. You know, it takes some of the pressure off. And, of course, Bill is such a teacher and such a wonderful people person in a concert setting and being able to navigate the night to paint a beautiful picture and read a crowd and follow
right.
The Spirit's leading. I gleaned a lot in those years and I'm thankful for them and miss them. And yet at the same time, you know, it's like you do when your life moves and the Lord moves you in different directions. You cherish it just as thoroughly and meaningfully as you're capable of, and yet you wouldn't go back at the same time because the Lord keeps you on a continuum. You know, it's rare, I think, that God takes you backwards. He usually continues to lead you forward into new things, and so we've cherished and still do our relationship there, and still do a lot of Gaither dates, and yet are moving in new things that the Lord's opened for us. So.
And the occasional reunion concert, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Tell us about your new CD project, Guy.
Well, I went back and grabbed 12 of the songs that I sang with the Gaithers, the Gaither Vocal Band, that I carried, you know, the way the quartet worked is
sure.
We passed verses around a lot and melodies and choruses. We did a lot of key changing and such and accommodate a bass and then a baritone, then a lead, and then a tenor. So there were actually songs we had four key changes in, you know, just to accommodate everybody. So it's a bit complicated at times being able to do some of those things as solo songs, but I've had so many requests for folks that say, you know, hey, do you do, you know, Then Came the Morning, or do you do I'm Forgiven or Build an Ark? And so this record, we went in the studio, we took those songs, 12 of them, those three were included, Loving God, Loving Each Other, Yes, I Know, The Old Rugged Cross Made the Difference, Singing with the Saints, Knowing You'll Be There, and I recut them like I would my solo stuff. We didn't change the arrangements in that, you know, when something ain't really broke, you don't fix it.
Hmm.
And we didn't feel like they were, but we wanted to put the background vocals on with me, take the vocal band off, and treat it more like a solo. So that record came out about 5 days ago, 6 days ago.
Any words to the Lancaster and Fairfield County people about the upcoming concert?
Well, we always love being there and love coming up into that area. My wife grew up her high school, junior high and high school years in Ohio. And we just love being with your people. And
I'm excited about being there. I didn't get to attend the last time you were here, but I'm going to be there this time with my family.
Wonderful. Well, I'll look forward to seeing you and sitting down, talking a little bit, have some coffee together. And we're looking forward to seeing all our friends up there. You're right. They support this kind of music heavily. And just encourage you to bring your friends and expose them to some good truth and some peaceful, joy-filled songs that I think will encourage them in their walk and launch them, hopefully, into 2017 with
Amen.
Peace and joy of the Lord and some new vision, maybe, for their surrounding community and area and friends to see Jesus lifted up.